بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you for the 8th session in which we will study Surah An-Nasr. But as usual, we start with Hadith. Anas bin Malik Al-Ansari radiallahu anh, the servant of Messenger of Allah, narrated, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Verily Allah is more delighted with the repentance of his slave than a person who lost his camel in a desert land and then finds it unexpectedly. In another version of Muslim, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Verily Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his slave than a person who has his camel in a waterless desert, carrying his provision of food and drink, and it is lost. He, having lost all hopes to get that back, lies down in shade and is disappointed about his camel, when all of a sudden he finds that camel standing before him. He takes hold of its reins, and then out of boundless joy blurts out, O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. He commits this mistake out of extreme joy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely happy with a slave who repents to him. Okay. Now we come to spoken Arabic. In the last class, we studied Mubarak, or the slang is Mabruk. Mubarak. Mubarak means be it a blessed one, or it be a blessed one. Whatever. Eid Mubarak means may you have a blessed Eid, or your award or your success. Mubarak means that success, may it be a blessed one. Barakallahu feek, in response you can say Barakallahu feek for a general Mubarak. For Eid Mubarak we have Eid Mubarak taqabbal Allah, but whatever. In general, Barakallah, may Allah give you Barakah, bless you, Fika in you. That means Barakah. Barakah, Ka of Barakah is part of Barakah. Okay, it is not Ka of you. Barakallah, may Allah give Barakah, Fika in you, or you. May Allah bless you. Adhakallah sinnak. Here also, adhaka, dahaka, ka is part of dahika, means laugh. Adhaka, make someone laugh. May Allah make laugh, who sinnaka, your teeth. May Allah make your teeth laugh. That means, may Allah keep you happy. That's a saying in Arabic. Adhaka Allah sinnak, may Allah keep you happy. Okay, now we will learn some more words in spoken Arabic, which are used, for example, after the name of a prophet. After the name of a prophet, we say alayhi salam. Alayhi means alayhi, on him, upon him. Upon him or on him. As-salam, peace. Alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Radiyallahu anhu. Radiyallahu, may Allah be pleased. Radiya, radi, rida. Radiyallahu, may Allah be pleased anhu, with him. This is after in name of a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say radiyallahu anhu. For example, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. And after the name of a tabi'i or any other pious person, we say who has died, is rahmatullahi alayhi. Rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah alayhi, on him. Mercy of Allah on him. And by the way, I should say radiyallahu anha for a sahabiyah. For example, Aisha radiyallahu anha. Anha means with her. May Allah be pleased with her. Anhu, anha. Anhu, anha. Radiyallahu anhu, radiyallahu anha. And ameen means may it be so. So alayhi salam means peace be upon him. Radiyallahu an, may Allah be pleased with him. Radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her. Rahmatullahi alayh, mercy of Allah be upon him. And ameen, may it be so. Now we come to grammar. In grammar, in the last class, we have learned a couple of prepositions. Of course, let us start from the beginning. in brief, I would read those words and you will translate. Huwa, he, hum, they, anta, you, antum, you all, ana, I, nahnu, we, rabbuhu, rabbuhum, rabbuka, rabbukum, your lord, rabbi, my lord, rabbuna, our lord, kitabuhu, his book, kitabuhum, their book, kitabuka, your book, kitabukum, kitabi, kitabuna, our book, lahu, for him. La means for, or li means for, and the reference is lakum dinukum waliya din. La, li, both are there. Alhamdulillah, their li is there, but in lakum dinukum, for you be your religion, and for me my religion. La and li means for. So lahu, lahum, for them. Laka, for you. Lakum, for you all. Li, for me. Lana, for us. And minhu, min means from. The reference is min ash-shaytan. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. I seek refuge in Allah from the shaytan, the outcast. So minhu, from him. Minhum, minka, minkum, minni, from me. Minna, from us. Similarly, anhu. An means about. Okay, about or of. So here radiyallahu an, there it is with weights, but you know, as I said, prepositions are translated according to the verb. For example, remember the reference. What was the reference for understanding prepositions, you know, for the change in meanings or change in meanings of the prepositions that I gave you? Amantu billah. Amantu billah means I believe in Allah. In Urdu, par iman la. So prepositions change according to the verb. Alright, so anhu, about him. Anhum, anka, about you. Ankum, about you all. Anni, anna, about us. Alright, now we will learn today another preposition, which is ma'ahu. Ma'a means with. Okay, I don't have example here listed, but the example is too common in our culture, which is inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Inna Allah, indeed Allah is ma'as sabirin, with those who are patient. So ma'a means with. So ma'ahu, with him. Ma'ahum, with them. Ma'aka, ma'akum. Ma'i, with me. Ma'ana, with us. So let us repeat these prepositions in Arabic. Lahu, lahu, lahum. Laka, lakum. Li, lana. Minhu, minhu, minhum. Minka, minkum. Minni, minna. Anhu, anhu, anhum. Anka, ankum. Anni, anna. Ma'ahu, ma'ahu, ma'ahum. Ma'aka, ma'akum. Ma'i, ma'ana. Again, ma'ahu, ma'ahum. Ma'aka, ma'akum. Ma'i, ma'ana. What is ma'ahu? With him. So let us repeat with translation. Ma'ahu, with him. Ma'ahum, with them. Ma'aka, with you. Ma'akum, with all of you. With you all. Okay. Ma'i, with me. Ma'ana, with us. Okay. Now, we also learned past tense, fa'ala. Fa'ala means he did. Fa'ala, he did. Okay. Fa'alu, they did. Fa'alta, you did. Fa'altum, you all did. Fa'altu, I did. Fa'alna, we did. Let's repeat this in Arabic only. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. Fa'altu, fa'alna. 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 We will study or learn today the, it's not present, it is imperfect tense. Arabic does not have, you know, present only. There is past and there is imperfect. Madi and mudari. Imperfect means the work which is not yet completed. It is going on or will be done. So it is going on or will be done. That is called mudari. And but you don't have to learn the terminology. Just remember that yaf'alu means he does or he will do. Okay. So let us so we will not repeat with will. Future, we will just keep the present here. Yaf'alu, he does. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, you do. Taf'aluna, you all do. Af'alu, I do. Naf'alu, we do. Yaf'alu, he does. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, you do. Taf'aluna, you do. Af'alu, I do. Naf'alu, we do. Yaf'alu, he does. Yaf'aluna, they do. Taf'alu, you do. Taf'aluna, you all do. Af'alu, I do. Naf'alu, we do. No translation. Yaf'alu, yaf'aluna. Taf'alu, taf'aluna. Af'alu, naf'alu. Yaf'alu, yaf'aluna. Taf'alu, taf'aluna. Af'alu, naf'alu. Yaf'alu, yaf'aluna. Taf'alu, taf'aluna. Af'alu, naf'alu. Okay. So that's about the present tense or imperfect tense. Now we come to and remember, you know, after 12th lesson you will see this picture that fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altu, fa'altu, fa'alna. In the past the endings change. As I said in the last class, the endings change. Fa'ala, there's nothing. U, ta, tum, I, na. And here the beginnings change. Ya, ya, ta, ta, a, na. Ya, ya, ta, ta, a, na. Yatan. Yatan. That's the beginning. But plural we have un, un. There is no un here. But in general, yatan is the beginning words which change. And that's why we have this cartoon of a plane which is, you know, taking off, that is gone. And it's on its tail we have dash, fa'ala, there's nothing. U, ta, tum, ina. Fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. And the plane which is landing, so if I'm standing in the middle of the airstrip, I will see only the back of the plane and or in the middle of the road. When I stand in the middle of the road, I can see what has passed across me, whether it is a car or a truck or a cycle or whatever. I can see only the back. So by the endings we will know whether it is first person, second person or third person or singular or plural. Okay. Similarly, from the beginning we will know what it is, except the plural is un, un for yaf'alu, yaf'alun, taf'alu, taf'alu. That's just for general reference to remember. Now we come to the revision of last class. In the last class we practiced Surah Al-Kafirun. I will recite and inshallah you will translate. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qul ya ayyuha al-kafirun. Qul. Say. Ya ayyuha. Oh. Al-kafirun. Disbelievers. Say, oh disbelievers. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. لا not. لا أعبد. I do not worship. See, أفعل I do. أعبد I worship. لا أعبد I do not worship. ما تعبدون. ما what تعبدون you worship. تفعلون تعبدون I do not worship what you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا النار أنتم you all عابدون worshippers. You see عابد فاعل is doer. We learn that عابد is worshipper. Plural of عابد is عابدون or عابدين. So عابدون ولا أنتم عابدون and neither nor are you worshippers of ma what a'budu I worship and nor are you worshippers of what I worship. Wala ana 'abidum ma 'abadtum wala and nor ana I am 'abidun worshipper. Okay, abid, abidun. So abid, wala ana abid, and nor am I worshipper of ma, what abadtum, you worshipped, faaltum. Okay, faala, faalu, faalta, faaltum, you did, abadtum, you worship, ta'budun, you worship, abadtum, you worship, past tense. And nor am I worshipper of what you worshipped. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. This is repetition. وَلَا and nor أَنْتُمْ you all عَابِدُونَ worshippers of مَا of what أَعْبُدُ I worship. And nor are you worshippers of what I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ لَكُمْ for you. Dinukum, your religion. Wali, waliya, and for me, dini, my religion. To you be your religion, and to me my religion. Now we come to the next surah, the main surah, the main part of this lesson, which is Surah An-Nasr. Surah An-Nasr is the last complete surah in terms of revelation order. There were some verses revealed, but this is the last complete surah revealed to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet that when you see people entering Islam in groups, then it means your job is completed. Now you should praise Allah and glorify Him and ask for His forgiveness for any omissions and deficiencies that were there while performing this noble task of propagating and implementing Islam. And so the Prophet ﷺ indeed used to praise a lot. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. There are many supplications along these lines that he, or adhkar that he used to do. And of course Prophet ﷺ was very humble. He was not arrogant, na'udhu billah. He was not full of pride that he did this. When he conquered Makkah, his head was bowing down to his on his camel or whatever he was riding, and in thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after that also he forgave a number of his enemies. So he was extremely humble, and he always thanked Allah, glorified Allah for all the successes, and kept asking forgiveness for any omissions that were there. Let me read the translation. It says, when the help of Allah and the victory comes, and you see the people entering the religion of Allah in crowds, in troops, then glorify with the praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of Him. Indeed, He is oft forgiving. What are the lessons here? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When comes the help of Allah? وَالْفَتْحِ and victory. So, help of Allah is the key word here. It is the help of Allah that only makes things materialize. A man is nothing. A man's efforts are nothing. In fact, he is so helpless that he cannot quench his own thirst. Without the help of Allah, we cannot do anything. So it is the help of Allah with which we are able to do any good thing that we are able to do, whether we are praying or fasting or doing any charity or service work. It is only service to humanity or whatever. It is only because of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always remember that. Don't think that it is we who did it. And blessings, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ, and you see, أَرَأَيْتَ, you have seen it before. أَرَأَيْتَ, have you seen? وَرَأَيْتَ, and you see, النَّاسَ, you know, النَّاسَ, people, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي, entering. دَخَلَ is to enter. فِي is in, but يَدْخُلُونَ فِي, entering. دِينِ اللَّهِ, in the religion of Allah. أَفْوَاجَ, in troops, in groups, in crowds. You know, فَوْج, the plural of فَوْج is أَفْوَاج. In troops, in groups, in crowds. And you see people entering the religion of Allah in crowds. فَسَبِّحْ فَ, thus, or so, or then. سَبِّحْ, glorify. From تَسْبِحْ, say Subhanallah. That's what it means. From تَسْبِحْ. فَسَبِّحْ, then glorify. بِحَمْدِ, بِ means with. بِحَمْدِ, with the praise of Allah, Rabbika, of your Lord. So glorify with the praise of your Lord. Wastaghfir, and ask His forgiveness. Ask for wastaghfir and ask forgiveness. Who? Of Him. Innahu, indeed He is. Kana is tawwaba, oft forgiving. Okay, so what are the lessons here? First of all, it is the help of Allah which is keyword, so we should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any good thing that we do. Next thing is, blessings of Allah are countless in comparison to whatever we do. Remember that also. And third thing is, it is a lesson for us that whatever little service we do for Islam, we should never feel that we did something great. We should always praise Allah and thank Him that He enabled us to do this little job. Also ask Allah for his forgiveness for mistakes, omissions and deficiencies. When Prophet ﷺ was asked to do that, what about us? And also, lastly, we should have firm belief that He accepts our repentance. So let us practice the surah itself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. Idha, when? Jaa, comes. Nasrullah, help. Wal fath, and the victory. When the help of Allah and the victory comes. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا and رأيت you see الناس people يدخلون entering في is in. But when you use in English entering, you don't say entering in. You just say entering. Deenillah, in the religion of Allah. Afwaja, in crowds. And you see the people entering into the religion of Allah in crowds. Here again, there's explanation of preposition. See, I said to him, I told him. So in Arabic, when you say dakhala, you have to say fi, if you're entering something. But in English, you don't need that preposition. So don't be confused with these prepositions. They are very simple once you understand the verb. Okay? Of waja. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهِ Then, سَبِّحْ glorify بِحَمْدِ with the praise رَبِّكَ of your Lord. Then glorify with the praise of your Lord. You see, حَمْد سَبِّحْ is to do تَسْبِحْ, to say subhanallah, that Allah is pure. That is, you negate pure from all defects. So you negate all the negatives. Hamd is to glorify, to attribute all the positives. So you negate all the negatives and attribute all the positives with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes.
Then glorify. Bihamdi with the praise. Rabbika of your Lord, wa and stakhfir. Ask forgiveness of him. Then glorify the praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of him.
Okay. Innahu kana tawwaba. Innahu, indeed he, kana, is tawwaba, oft forgiving. Indeed he is oft forgiving.
Innahu kana tawwaba. Innahu, indeed he, kana tawwaba, is oft forgiving.
Okay. With this, we stop here, and please remember our 7 homeworks, and also remember that Quran is for tadabbur and tadhakkur. So whenever, even when you are listening here, attending the class, you know, just keep looking at those verses during practice and see what messages are there, what points are there being mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.